You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Mops Mopanyane is here tonight. Hy het al alles gedoen in sy lewe, including breaking up the royal family. That is now also on his CV. So I have a picture. I see you with Meghan Markle. When was this taken?
I was taken last year in November.
Yeah. Right. And at the commission, at the High Commission?
At the British High Commission, yes.
And what did you say to this woman?
I kind of didn't say much at the start, which is what was quite interesting about it. So, you know, you always think of how you'll react around someone like that. And I used to watch Suits quite often. And I had this crush on Rachel, which is the character she plays. And she comes in and she's actually just so graceful and very elegant. And you can see she's also very down to earth and just a remarkable woman that leaves quite an impression. And she takes things very seriously. So she's been very well briefed on the people she's going to meet. Mm. And she immediately, you know, when she comes over to us, there were a couple of us, comes over to us and comes up to me and says,
"Who's us now? The fashion guys, the
celebrities?"
No, there was just a couple. It wasn't actually so much celebrities; it was like different delegates, so to speak.
You know, what you were representing
across different things.
How did you get there?
Across different things, and we run a couple social organizations together with the British High Commission, together with UNICEF, because I'm a UNICEF advocate, and Laureus Sports as well, and she comes over and I don't know if the guy whispered at her, the guy that she's walking with, the gentleman she's walking with, and she's like sort of just told. And then so he goes, "Hi, Mups." And the whole time you're thinking, just remember, "Hi, Your Royal Highness, hi, Your Royal Highness."
Not Rachel.
Yes, not Rachel. "Hi, Your Royal Highness, hi, Your Royal Highness." And she comes and she's like, "Hi, Mups." Because immediately you're like, "Hi, Your Royal Highness, my name is Mups," is what you're going to do, right?
Yeah.
"Hi, Mups." Oh, crap, that messed up my script completely. And I'm just kind of like stuck. I'm just like dumbfounded looking at her. And I go, "Hi." I says, "Oh, I love your outfit. Tell me about some of the work you're doing."
And I'm
kind of just staring at the whole time. And the odd words are coming out. I can't remember what kind of light conversation ensued. I don't know if it even made sense. Yeah, very, very soon after that, maybe like a few minutes, very soon after that, I think from just like staring, I was taken away as gracefully as she came in. Yeah, they took me away.
That is terrible.
Yeah. But no,
so
you can't remember
you can't remember what you said.
We spoke about different sort of social things that she's into and what our organization does and some of the work that we're doing. And then I think I started asking about the little boy. And then,
And the queen. You asked about the queen. Something happened, Mars.
Yeah. You know what? She thought there'd be greener pastures out here. You know?
I think that's what happened.
I think that was it, yeah.
Oh, you might have realized there are better things out there than the UK.
No, 100%. I think it's really Brexit that scared her.
Hmm. Mm. Are you going to give them a job there at Bunza?
I mean, if she comes with... No, let's stop that.
Bunza out, yes.
Sorry, Horan Hans.
But it's an option. If they come knocking, you'll appoint
them. If they come, there's always a job. Although I think she just secured a great deal with Disney to be the voice of the next couple movies.
I saw that video going around where Harry was actually talking to the CEO of Disney, convincing him to give her a job.
Yeah.
"Yeah, she'll be really great," he said. "Yeah, please consider."
Yeah.
My sister. Terrible.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.